Amazon removes Danish filmmaker's Islam documentary. By Alam Bokhari on July 24, 2019. A documentary by independent filmmaker Michael Hansen about mass migration and Islam in Europe, entitled Killing Europe, has been removed by Amazon from its Prime Video service. Amazon cited quality assurance concerns. Despite the fact that the documentary had been hosted on the platform since 2017 without issue. Amazon's censorship came shortly after Breitbart News covered Hansen's new documentary, Killing Free Speech, which addresses the rise of Antifa and big tech censorship in the United States. In its message to Hansen, Amazon said his previous documentary, which is still available on YouTube, does not meet customer content quality expectations. Amazon would not respond to repeated requests from Hansen for the company to specify what content failed to meet its criteria. The documentary had previously been hosted on Amazon since 2017. Amazon did not return Breitbart News' request for comment, but its full email to Hansen was obtained by Breitbart News and is copied below.
Hello.
During a quality assurance review, we found that Killing Europe contains content that does not meet our customer content quality expectations. As a result, all offers for your title have been removed and may not be made available as included with Prime or to buy/rent on Amazon. We have carefully reviewed all impacted titles and only removed titles based on customer engagement/customer feedback. Prime Video Direct has always had a policy of reviewing content performance and customer engagement, and this can be found here. PVD remains an open marketplace, and we encourage you to continue making content that will be engaging for customers available on our site. We're unable to predict whether any future titles you make available will be removed. Thank you for using Prime Video Direct. In part one of his new documentary, Killing Free Speech, Hansen says he intends to warn Americans about the dangers of a European approach to free speech. Originally from Denmark, Hansen says he has witnessed how Antifa and other far-left activists have been able to shut down political expression in the public square in Europe with minimal opposition, and even outright support, from politicians. 20 years ago you started to see Antifa taking over the streets in Europe. Right now what it is in Europe, if you are conservative you cannot have a street protest, you're going to get attacked by Antifa. That's well established. Part 2 of Killing Free Speech, which features an interview with this reporter, will be released later in the year. Are you a source at Amazon, Facebook, Google, or any other corporation who wants to confidentially share information about wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Breitbart Senior Technology Correspondent Alam Bokhari at alambokhari@protonmail.com. Use a free ProtonMail to ensure your message is encrypted.